You've landed on Mom Swipes Left, a podcast with two middle-aged women who are about to get themselves some monkey helpers. On today's show, who knew that vomit was so useful? Enjoy! And welcome back to Mom Swipes Left. This is episode 235. I am your host, Jen.
And I'm your host, Carol.
How was this past week, Carol?
It was okay. I felt a little upbeat, even.
What the? Me too.
Well, we've got some plans cooking. When the shit does happen, It's going to be exciting.
I actually was driving home from work, and it was that time of night that I really love. It's like dusk,
yeah,
and everything's kind of pinky.
Pinky.
I had a moment of anything's possible. Anything could happen tonight.
Did anything happen?
No, I ended up having to go to the laundromat and then do groceries, but I had a moment. What it reminded me of was back in high school and college. Mm-hmm. Friday, late afternoon,
right.
Either coming home from school or from your job. And you're like, what's going to happen tonight? I got some feels out. And nothing would ever. I'd end up going to Old Country Buffet with my folks. But I'm just saying, you know, I haven't had that sort of optimism in a long time. It felt really good.
I also had a feeling of, I can do this. I'm going to take charge. I'm going to, like, change my situation. Mm-hmm. And it feels really good.
Shitless grievances. Have we any?
God damn it. I do.
Shitless or grievance?
It's a grievance. And it's with you.
Okay.
You are not actually allowed to ever play that Jorge Death Day again.
Why?
Because it is too sad. Because he's actually actively on his way.
Are we doing a Jorge update?
So he was so mean and nasty. I was like, okay, you're pissing on everything. You're shitting on everything. You're biting me all the time. Maybe it's time for you to go. And now I'm like, fuck. I think he's actually close. And it's very sad. Oh. So you can't play that anymore.
So even though I'm going to put this in.
Yeah, you can't.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to quit.
No. Okay.
Yeah. If you have any warmth in your heart for me, just don't play that. Okay. But so, I will quit. He's wandering around. He bumps into things. I don't know if he's bumping into things because he's blind and can't see them, or if it's some weird cognitive disorder that he wants to bump into, but he bumps into everything over and over.
So Carol showed me a video about a half hour ago of him just wandering through the living room, which he has lived in for
15 years.
He looks like a Roomba
that is
just introduced.
And he goes into the corner and he's like, dunk. And then he's back out, and then he goes over to the bunk. I'll maybe post that.
Why wouldn't you?
I am losing a very loved pet. And I can't hear that. I just can't.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's my grievance. That's it. I think that I have discovered something, Jennifer, that might change our lives.
Oh, okay.
It might also change some of the lives of our listeners. It is something called a monkey helper. Have you heard of this?
I have not.
I have never heard of this either. What they do is they train monkeys to assist adults with spinal cord injuries and mobility impairments.
Dude.
Which you probably will have at some point.
I have a spinal cord injury right now.
You do. They are sometimes referred to as nature's butler. I've always wanted a butler, and I would especially like a monkey butler.
Do they come with, like, little vests and tiny hats?
I don't think they come with them.
How do they keep those hats on? They must bobby pin them.
They go under the neck.
Oh, you're right.
There's
you're
an
right.
elastic under the neck. A monkey helper can assist with tasks such as retrieving dropped or out-of-reach objects.
Mm-hmm.
I could use that.
Oh, yeah.
Helping with a drink of water.
Dude.
Turning pages. I know how cumbersome that can be. Scratching. Itches.
If I just had a service monkey to just massage my neck and back.
That's what I'm thinking.
And my
if they
feet,
can itch, they can learn to massage.
Nobody wants to touch these feet. I'm always
a monkey would be all about it.
For a foot massage.
Pushing buttons and switches for remotes, phones, computers, etc., and even repositioning limbs on a wheelchair.
Do they clean?
They are never in public environments. So you can't take your service monkey like you would take your service fucking raccoon or whatever you have these days on like a plane and stuff. Why? Well, maybe you could take it on a plane.
Oh, you can't take it into a you take it into a grocery store, it's just going to be mayhem.
They're trained for the home environment only. Hmm. So they're not trained to like take you to the grocery store.
Okay.
Although I feel like I could learn. It's a monkey.
It's a fucking monkey.
I know, right?
I wonder if I could learn to edit.
Probably.
Yeah, if I can edit.
So first of all, I'm going to tell you how you qualify.
Okay.
You have to be an adult.
Check.
Because apparently monkeys are really, they're like small children. Okay. So you have to, I mean, that's a little bit of a bummer. You have to kind of watch them. You have to have unimpaired cognitive function and must be able to communicate verbally.
Okay. Check.
We have that. You have to spend the majority of your time at home.
Not so far off. I can work
that out.
Yeah, no, not so far off the mark.
How much does it cost, Jenny? You might ask.
I have no idea.
The initial training and placement costs about $40,000.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They completely cover it for the recipient.
Wait, who covers it?
The program.
Who's funding this?
People give donations.
No way.
And they offer continuing support of the recipient monkey pair, approximately $15,000 a year, for their entire lives. I just can't believe this is a thing I didn't know about.
Right.
Nature's butlers, dude.
No, if I could just get a foot massage. Somebody start the bath?
Yeah.
Right? Oh, how many times during my days off, I pour myself a coffee?
Yeah.
I get myself situated in front of my computer. Don't have my coffee?
Yeah.
You'd be like,
monkey,
get my coffee.
And he'd happily do it.
So what size are these monkeys?
I think they're small monkeys.
Like cappuccino?
Yeah. They're not like a gorilla.
Because that's what I'm picturing. No, it would be fucking awesome. On my sofa and I snap, snap. And I want a silverback to come like lumbering up. That would be fantastic.
I think they're tiny monkeys. And I do think, you know, I get like they're not trained to like help you in the outside world. But they have to have some fun too.
Mm-hmm. No, I think we'd be very fair.
Yeah.
And off when hours. They're off hours, we take them out to the bars.
Absolutely.
I mean, how fun would karaoke be with a monkey? Do monkeys sing?
No.
Do they try to sing? I know that they don't have words, but...
Could they make a melody?
Like, do they understand the whole...
I don't know.
...idea of karaoke?
I think ours would.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have one. We're not going to have more than one monkey.
No, we can't handle that.
You're going to have the monkey, and you're going to probably live with us someday. So I feel like I will also have that monkey.
Yes, you will.
Going to go to the bars and take it on field trips. Take it to the park. Oh, my God.
What's it going to do at the park?
Well, anybody does at the park. We're going to have a picnic. Nick, dumbass.
Oh, okay.
Maybe swim. I don't know.
I don't think monkeys swim.
All right. Well, moving on from monkeys.
Funny you should bring this up. In my Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
I got this video of, I don't know, some Filipino chick sitting on a swing.
Yeah.
Like waiting to have a photo op with, I don't know, my monkeys. It's like some orangutan or something like that.
Okay. Was it orangey?
I didn't see his ass.
Oh. I mean, his fucking body. Orangutans are kind of orangey.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Let's go with chimpanzee. No, it
was bigger than a chimp.
Okay.
It was big enough so that if the monkey's going to do something, just let the monkey do something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he was supposed to be doing was pushing this chick on the swing.
Yeah.
But instead, he comes behind her and he starts fondling her tits. And it goes on forever.
Oh.
And everybody's just sitting there like, waiting for him to...
wait for him to finish.
And she was a cute chick.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. Anywho.
Was he aggressive with it or just...
No, he was gentle. The video ends. Maybe he just, like, bent her over and fucked her, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, because I watched that,
yeah,
my algorithms have been all kinds of fucked up. And I'm watching, like... baboons in Singapore jerking off into people's salads like from above. Very funny.
Yeah.
Like the first two or three times I watched it. But I went down that dark hole because, you know, Sunday was like rainy.
Yeah.
Not much dark to do. I don't know how much monkey jacking off I watched. Like, and then I was like, snore.
Oh, you got bored of it.
Yeah, I got bored
of it.
Aww.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. This came across my desk. Fascinating and useful examples for vomit in nature.
Okay.
It says, if you vomit, chances are you want to clean it up as fast as possible. Not because it's gross, but to avoid infecting others with the same bug.
No,
because
it's gross.
I mean, I vomit every morning.
I don't care if it's infecting other people. I don't. It's gross.
But not so for the spotted hyena. Hyenas are nature's grossest pet.
They're not pets, but yeah.
It's nature's pet.
Okay.
This creature is well known for its sturdy immune system.
Because it eats garbage and like everything dead.
Well, so don't lobsters.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Their meat's
pay
good.
Top dollar. For its sturdy immune system, which allows it to fight off rabies, canine distemper virus, and even anthrax.
What?
It also loves nothing more than rolling in its own and others' throw up.
Why?
The animals will excitedly attempt to barge each other out of the way to roll and puke whenever a pack member throws up, even becoming aggressive to secure
access. Like fighting over it?
Yep.
Oh my God.
Even the oldest animals charge at a pool of vomit.
Why? Does it say why?
No, it does not, but breaking the third wall here. Is it the third wall?
I don't know. Fourth?
Maybe the fourth wall?
Well, it's the third wall. I mean, I know what the fourth wall is.
What is it?
That's when you talk to the audience.
Okay, we're talking to the audience now.
Okay. It's the fourth wall. Okay. But we're always talking to the audience.
No, so. I know, but we're actually giving them a little insight okay. here. So Rue is at my feet.
Yeah.
And she had gone out mm-hmm. earlier, and she has rolled in something that smells
clearly
like death.
Dead, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to move her because she's going to get all snippy snappy and we're recording.
We're just going to smell it.
Mm-hmm. There are dogs and Rue is one of them. You find the nastiest smelling bullshit.
Lots of dogs. But why your own vomit?
Well, maybe that's the nasty. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, if they eat the grossest things, right. then you know whatever's coming up is going to be grosser to an exponential right. level.
They're like, yes. Mm-hmm.
Turkey vultures.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey vulture uses this natural aversion to its advantage by puking on any animal that threatens or harasses it.
Nice.
And it has an impressive reach, projecting puke up to 10 feet. Projectile vomiting isn't the turkey vulture's only unsavory habit. After enjoying a meal, these scavengers defecate on their own feet. While this practice may seem disgusting, it serves a valuable purpose for the turkey vulture. Its poop cools the feet
well
and acts as a natural antiseptic. How is that possible? How does one's shit act as a natural antiseptic? I don't understand.
And how does it cool your feet? It's hot. I mean, I guess it cools off. I do enjoy the projectile vomit
that, for if your I could enemies. Do that,
that is pretty crazy.
Imagine sitting at a meeting.
I know. Like someone's staff just meeting, like gives you shit and you're just like,
oh, that would be fantastic.
It would really would.
While their mouth wide open.
Nobody's going to see that coming. Mm-mm. I mean, at least the first time.
All right. Now it's starting to get meta.
Okay.
Bald eagles.
Yes.
Eating turkey vulture vomit. Starts okay. to fold in on itself.
Yes.
Bald eagles are descended from vultures. Although they sometimes hunt, they prefer scavenging prey from ospreys and other predators whenever they can. Well, I thought that they were supposed to be so majestic.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically just robbers.
Yeah, I think they're real pieces of shit, actually.
Scavenged fish forms a significant part of the bald eagle's diet, but that's not the only thing on the menu. These fierce-looking birds are partial to turkey vulture vomit. Bald eagles are known to bother turkey vultures until they projectile vomit
and they
at
just
them,
open their mouths and they're like,
giving them an instant meal.
Wow. I was just going to ask you if they intentionally fucked with the turkey vulture.
That's smart. Well, it is, but also, like, that's crazy level.
Yeah. You have a bug on you. It's crawling up your boobie, and now it's in your armpit. And now I don't know where it went.
Well, can you see it?
No, it's gone. I don't know. It's like in your shirt.
How big a bug?
A pretty large bug.
You sure this is not, like, detox? I'm fishing around here in my
I don't
titty.
Know what you mean by detox. Turn around.
No, remember in MASH when that chick was off the...
All right, I don't know where it went, but it was on you.
Oh, right there.
Mm-hmm. Ah!
What was it?
Spider.
Ah!
Get it, Rue.
Rue, get that spider. Get away from me because you stink.
She don't know.
Okay,
just walk right past that. It. Sorry. Imagine you're at that meeting mm-hmm. and someone pisses you off and you projectile vomit at them and they open their mouth.
Because they wanted it.
Eat it. That's next level. That's next level.
Wow.
Fucking eagles, dude.
All right, this is gross. This actually grossed me out. I think we all know the story about flies and that they poop on your food.
Mm-hmm.
Researchers from the University of Massachusetts Amherst say that housefly throw-up actually contains rotting roadkill, garbage, an animal poop. Mm-hmm. Houseflies have an internal chamber called a crop, where they keep food before it passes through their digestive systems. When it finds its next meal, it partakes in an activity known as bubbling.
Ew.
Which I think we've seen Ken do.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Bubbling entails vomiting out excess water from the crop to make space for a bite of your meal. A little like loosening your belt to make room. This spray of undigested food inevitably exits alongside the water. And if that happens to be feces, sewage, it can make your sandwich a whole lot less appetizing.
No, you're still going to eat that sandwich. We're all eating that.
Right.
So it must not be enough to make you sick.
It's just I was able to tolerate housefly poop on my food, but then knowing that
it's regurgitated.
There's like a third party.
Other people's poop. Yeah. Third party poop.
I mean, I'm sure I'm going to get over it. Like, I'm not going to not eat something because of flies. But I mean, let's be real, right? Oh, dude. Whoa. All right. I'm sorry. I'm taking a side jog.
Yeah, I know. You are.
So in the monkey porn
thing,
totally rogue. I get a video where it's just guys with hard cocks.
Yeah.
And pre-cum bubbles.
Oh, gross.
With flies.
No!
In their piss hole.
No.
I'm not.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would someone?
But it's not just one guy. No, it's like a whole fucking channel.
That's so gross.
Just sitting there watching the fly do whatever they're doing.
Hang out.
With the pre-cum.
In the bubble of pre-cum?
In their dick slit. Yeah.
I don't understand.
I'm telling you right now, the world is fucked up.
There is nothing you can even imagine that isn't real.
Mm-mm. Sorry, wow. Just remember that.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's
so puking.
Fucking nasty.
Oh, imagine my horror. When I'm like trying to rub one out to these monkeys. Because I'm like, okay, you know, I'm getting used to the monkeys. Right. Right? And then all of a sudden, fly on a pisslet. Whoa. Whoa. Pump the brakes. Give me a minute. This one's called stomach rinsing.
Oh, for fuck. Okay.
Oh, wait. Another side jog. I'm so, so sorry. I'm so sorry. This reminds me of a movie that came to my attention this week. It is called Superstar, the Karen Carpenter story.
Okay.
So, you know, back in, I think it was 87, we all, or I'm assuming you did.
Of course.
Religiously watched the Karen Carpenter story. This is a movie that came out on YouTube a year ago. The whole audio, as far as I can tell, is lifted from the original movie.
Okay.
But the entire thing is done with dolls.
What kind of dolls?
Like Barbie dolls and Midge dolls. And so Karen Carpenter starts out as a Midge doll.
Yeah.
In like really awkward 70s clothing. Because they've redressed them.
Oh my God.
Then she turns into a Barbie. The whole thing, the filming of it is so period 70s. The soundtrack slows on purpose.
Oh my God.
It's like you're watching it in your fifth grade classroom. Worth a watch. You'll never want to see it again.
Yeah.
It's horrid. But the fact that it exists, that somebody took the time to put these dolls together.
It's like the stuff we always talk about doing and never do.
It does.
Will you put that on the show notes?
Yeah, I will. Okay, awesome. I will.
Okay, I want to watch it so bad.
Anywho, stomach rinsing. Speaking of Karen Carpenter. If you can't vomit in the traditional sense, it's handy to have another way to remove undigestible food and other unpleasantness from your stomach. Several species throw up their entire stomachs through their mouths.
Whoa, whoa.
In a process known as eversion.
So their whole stomach comes out their mouth?
Scientists don't know exactly how these creatures achieve this impressive feat. You'd think they'd be on that.
I would.
But it's thought that they relax the muscles supporting the digestive system while increasing pressure to the abdomen. In the case of stingrays, everting their stomachs allows them to rinse unwanted debris, such as animal shells, large chunks of fish, and mucus. Chinstrap penguins vomit up their stomach linings to get rid of excess fluoride. Frogs and toads provide probably the weirdest example of stomach eversion, using their right hands to wipe the insides of their stomachs clean.
Wow.
Why the right hand? That was initially my question.
It's the one they don't wipe their butts with.
Yeah, just like the Indians. determined to find out whether frogs and toads really are right-handed. Delilah Foss, a writer at Improbable Science, turns for answers. It turns out that inverted frog and toad stomachs always hang out of the mouth slightly to the right.
Oh.
Solving the mystery.
That's it?
I guess that's it. It's just closer.
So they just wipe their... All right. So you're inverting your stomach. So the outside of your stomach is outside of your mouth.
So you it's not even that you throw up your stomach. It's like you're pulling a sock.
Yep.
Inside out to outside in.
Right.
Out your mouth.
And then they're
and then
rinsing
they, and
it.
And then they rinse it.
That's incredible.
Mm.
If a person could do that, what a party trick. Watch this, people. Tripping on acid. Let me show you something.
Last one. Morning sickness, which I had.
Everyone has, right?
I don't think everyone has it.
Mm.
Pregnancy can be an uncomfortable experience. Well, let me tell you right now. That is an understatement. Morning sickness affects around 2/3 of women in the first trimester. Many mothers will attest that nausea and vomiting strike at any time of day or night, leading to a miserable 12 weeks. At first glance, morning sickness seems like a biological mistake. Throwing up your meal is a bad thing when nutrition during pregnancy right? is so important. On the contrary, it turns out that this phenomenon could help protect a developing fetus and its mother. A 2000 review... which is the year.
I do understand.
Okay. Yeah. By scientists at Cornell, concluded not only that morning sickness reduces the risk of miscarriage significantly, but also vomiting provides more protection than just merely feeling sick to your stomach. Researchers believe that vomiting reduces the risk of contacting a foodborne infection.
Well, if you throw everything up, yeah.
I guess so.
That's stupid.
Considering that pregnancy suppresses immunity to stop the body from rejecting a growing embryo, a bout of food poisoning is more dangerous during this time.
That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Like, I get where they're coming from and I understand it might be true, but that is some really dumb body shit. Whoever created humans is an idiot.
Stupid Jesus.
Sorry about that. Make you puke for 12 weeks? Not cool, dude.
No, it's miserable. Absolutely fucking
And that's
miserable.
Why God's a dude.
All right, that's it for my vomit.
That was really gross.
Last up, Carol. Hobbies that are becoming popular. So I'm going to try to make this a quiz.
Yes.
This game forces contestants to switch between physical and mental combat constantly. The end result is a unique multidisciplinary challenge.
Give me hints.
To qualify for this game, competitors have to have at least 50 amateur boxing bouts on their resume, as well as a chess ELO rating of at least 1600.
Is it street fighting?
Just 1 to 2 ranks shy of master.
Karate.
To top it off, the game is played in speed rounds. So it's a mixture of two sports.
Okay.
One is physical.
Mm-hmm.
The other is cerebral. It's right
What's
in there.
What's ELO?
You have to have a chess ELO rating.
What does that mean? What's a chess ELO?
So that's your chess rating.
Chess.
Called chess boxing. No, it's for real. I watched it. So they're in a boxing ring.
Yes.
They play chess. Then they beat the shit out of each other. Then they sit back down and they play chess. Fascinating.
I buy tickets to that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, because we all think chess people can't beat the shit out of each other.
Hell no.
And we think boxers can't think
right.
themselves out of a box.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Wow. Chess boxing.
Okay.
This hobby is no longer just sneaking into old buildings. Urban exploration has become an extreme sport. There are many variations of this risky exploration. As cities have grown wider and taller, urban exploration has in turn reached new heights, both figuratively and literally. Urban exploration has become an extreme
sport. I know what this is.
What?
You climb up the sides of buildings.
You are not wrong. It is called rooftopping. Rooftoppers and skywalkers, they walk atop skyscrapers and cranes without safety harnesses.
Ew. No.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
And what they do. So there are many variations of this risky exploration, but most center on climbing to the tallest point possible and capturing a selfie to showcase how perilous the whole situation is. Some even go so far as to hang from ledges hundreds of feet in the air while a partner photographs their utter helplessness.
I think that is dumb.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's rotten.
Mm-mm.
I hate it.
This one made me Juggalo. Just this last year, a trend emerged on the Tic Tacs known as devious licks. People, mostly teens, were challenging themselves and others to do this and show it off online.
Any hints?
Of course, announcing your crimes online and proving them with video evidence is wildly stupid. Okay. Multiple posters were caught red-handed as they were essentially waving their red hands in front of the people that they did this deed to.
Is it robbery?
Yes. So it's called robbery selfies.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So you go in, you steal something.
Mm-hmm.
You take a picture of yourself.
Stealing the thing.
Having stolen it.
Yeah.
Put it online. And then if you don't get caught, you get, I don't know.
Accolades.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's dumb. God, kids are dumb.
Right? This one, I have to admit, I've spent many an hour enjoying this.
Okay.
Since the rapid rise of YouTube, millions of people have taken to this site to share their video content. A large fraction of that content is not actually content. A very popular genre of YouTube video is this, in which the creator films themselves watching another video.
Mm-hmm. Reaction videos.
Yes.
I mean, they are fun. I'm not gonna lie. What? I don't know.
Do you know how many hours I have spent watching people reacting to Angelina Jordan singing and Disturbed singing Sound of Silence? So many hours.
I mean, why didn't we just do that? I'm just saying, like, instead of starting a whole podcast where we have to, like, have our own, like, why didn't we just do reaction videos?
Do we have good reactions to anything?
Yeah.
The other thing I fell into a hole, this was a million years ago, before the reaction video was actually a reaction video, is watching Game of Thrones, The Red Wedding.
So watching people watch that.
Yes.
Yes.
And I don't even,
I remember that.
I don't even think that that was technically a thing.
Right.
It was just, I wanted
it to. It might have started it.
I think it might have. Because I actually wanted to see other people experiencing
what I
my emotions.
Because
I wasn't even sure what I experienced. It was so convoluted.
Yeah. No, it's so true.
This one I love. Fans of haunted houses have recently found a new way to terrorize themselves. So-called extreme haunts. This extreme survival horror location requires you to sign a liability waiver. And then it proceeds to terrify and torture guests until they reach their absolute breaking point.
That sounds so fun.
Guests volunteer to be abducted, tied up, thrown in a van, waterboarded, beat, and often forced to eat their own vomit.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay for this?
Yes.
Okay.
And it is a new, strange hobby that is growing in popularity very quickly.
And it doesn't have to do with terrorism.
Close. You're not going to guess it. Just because it's...
Okay, well, what is it?
It's recreational kidnapping.
Jesus Christ.
So way back a million years ago, I thought maybe I'd open a travel agency. Back when people actually got tour agents. I mean, right. This is before the internet and all that bullshit.
Right.
And I thought people could pay for a spectacle vacation.
I think they'd still do that.
Go to South America.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have some relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, you get abducted or taken ransom. You know in your head that you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But those actors push you to the point where you're like, maybe I'm not.
Maybe this
and that adrenaline rush combined, I don't see how that could fail.
I couldn't. That's what I'm saying. Like,
All right, last one. Quantum adventures. This has to do with geocaching, which you probably never did.
No, but I know what it is.
Yeah. So I never did geocaching because I didn't have the equipment. But my kids and I, when they were very little, we did letterboxing, which is similar.
Mm-hmm.
So this comes from an app called Randonautica, which I downloaded today and fell into a bit of a hole. Randonautica describes itself as a quantumly generated create your own adventure app. The app generates for its users allegedly random coordinates to explore. The goal is to get people out of their comfort zones and explore parts of their local area that they otherwise would not. In reality, however, venturing to random spots across your county without knowing whose property it is not always safe. Users have made hundreds of reports of strange occurrences at Randonautica-generated coordinates, raising concerns that the app may have a more sinister hidden purpose.
Oh.
Of all the many strange encounters that have come from Randonautica, the most famous by far is the 2020 discovery of two corpses stuffed into suitcases. I downloaded that.
So I'm not guessing what this hobby is.
Again, one more time. So sorry. Okay.
I think you were just excited.
I was. I was. Because, like I said, I've downloaded it, and you and I are going to do it. Because I fell down the hole of watching videos and reactions about people going to these coordinates and finding fucked up shit.
Oh.
Which makes me think that there's an upside down world of Randonautica people who are staging
fucked
up shit.
It is a little scary, but I think it has to be.
Has to be.
In order to actually be exciting at all, right? I mean...
Well, that was my whole theory behind my party planning thing spectacle.
Right.
Was that people want to attend a party or an event, right? They want to feel like their life was put in jeopardy for a moment or two.
Right. That's why bar fights are so fun.
Exactly.
They're terrible, but they're fun.
They want to go home and get in their bed at night and be like, whoa. That was touch and go.
And also have a story.
But it's all orchestrated.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's in jeopardy.
No.
Everything's fine. They don't need to know it.
Right.
But that's how you throw a fucking fantastic party.
That's true.
So you hire Spectacle to throw that shit.
Someday we will be full-time podcasters and we will run Spectacle.
Socials?
Please visit us on our socials, at all of our socials. Also, please visit us on our website, which is... ironically, momswipesleft.com. Also, please call us on our telephone, 207-L-TUNA-1. That's E-L, as in the Spanish.
Thank you, Fox. Oh, whoa. Hello. So sorry. Thank you, freaks, for listening. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
This is supposed to be a shorter episode.
We're working on it.